Rock Me Gently, a song written and recorded by Andy Kim 50 years ago tomorrow, and it was a massive hit in 1974. It went all the way to number one in North America, number two in the UK, and sat on the charts for 4 months. And we're very fortunate because Andy Kim joins us now. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the Afternoon Express.
Well, finally. I'm on the Afternoon Express.
Yeah, you've been on the morning Zoom far too much. So glad that you're talking to us here in this afternoon. Thank you for that.
It's really an honor. You know, Zoomer Radio has been so kind to me through the years. I thank you for your time.
Well, we want to congratulate you on this major milestone in your career, Rock Me Gently, turning 50 years old tomorrow. How does that feel?
Well, it's almost surreal. So when I think about my life, I think about, you know, I am living my one and only life. I'm just one of those lucky, lucky guys that was just lucky, to be honest with you. And Liz, the fact that we're talking together today is pretty cool for me. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Believe me. But you say lucky. However, it was a hit song. Rock Me Gently, hit song, but it wasn't a slam dunk. The song originally was rejected by everybody.
Totally. That's why my only way of putting out a record is to come back home and put it out here in Canada. When everybody that you know is always congratulating you about Baby, I Love You and Sugar Sugar and you're an artist and you're, you know, all of this stuff. And then you make a record that's really completely different from what I've done before. And I thought I made the greatest record. I would play it over and over and over again and just was so excited about it. You're only as good as your last 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So if you didn't have a hit, you had a semi-hit, maybe you'd get another chance. And, you know, thank God that I got play in Canada, and a radio station in Detroit heard the record. And since I've had so many hits in the U.S., it was easy for someone to play it. 4 months later, it hit number one. I got the call. It was about 3 minutes after midnight. And I was told that Billboard, it hit number one in Billboard and all the other charts. And I literally, I think I cried for an hour. It was tears of joy, you know. If it weren't for the fact that I believed in it so much. Look, please don't tell anyone this, but I have no known skills other than the ability to play the guitar, write a song, go on tour, and write another song, hopefully get played and go on tour. I have no known skills. I'm in trouble. And when you see yourself in trouble, you're gonna try and swim to safety.
So that's what you did. You didn't give up.
That's what I did.
How are you planning on celebrating this meaningful moment?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? I celebrate every day, so I'm not going to throw a party. I'm not going to do much of anything. I think I'm stuck in the moment of, wow. I'm not at the moment in my life where I feel I have to celebrate the fact that I lived this long, you know?
Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you when you come to Ontario to perform with Dan Hill. You're in Midland, Lindsay and Oshawa and Peterborough at the end of this month. What can people expect to see in this show?
Well, to be honest with you, I said yes to Dan because I've known Dan since 1977. And I happen to love the quality of his life and how he conducts his life. So I said yes to him because I've never done this before. Usually, I just finished doing Falls View Casino. So I'm going from an 8-piece band to just a guitar. I'm kind of nervous about it all. I know Dan does this quite a bit. We've talked about it, and he said I'll be okay, but I don't know if I can trust him on that. And so I'm going to do this.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we really appreciate your time today. Just a pleasure talking to you, Andy. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz.